Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the beautiful Tshuva Sefer Avnei Tzedek of the Great Gaon, Rabbi Yekusiel Yehuda Teitelbaum. And we are now in Eben Ezer and Siman Zion. This should be a S'chus for Amar Rosh Yuchi, Yulidish Ma'atz Mar Tzester Vassar Shmuel. And L'schus Chayecha V'fega Bas Michal Yidispasya. He writes, Shalom L'chvod Ahuvi, Yedidi, Harav Amor Agadol Achorif Uboki, Orenu Harav Avram Yaakov Reinitz, Nero Yoyer Ov Beizdin Kihilas, Bolken, Advar Ish Echod Me Estrach, Uviyado Michtav Eidus Me Fredigar. What does Fredigar mean? Fredegar is the term they used for a Reform rabbi. So he has this letter from this Reform rabbi from a certain town. This is the 1800s, so Reform is making a lot of inroads into Judaism, unfortunately. So he has a letter from this Reform rabbi that Ashal Yadu Nechanas Rus Shal Avraham Avinu, that he was Ismael. This Reform rabbi was Ismael. Can he marry a Jewish girl? Kidas kol ha-poskim, because all the poskim hold Shulchan Aruch Yerodei Reisam Chesif Yud. Debats monem an loy marin izgayalti. Amig sheyoch olam Yisrael, an ishray loch zak lenechem relam zuhu salpi. Pesha asu ha-pesha hitil. So a person can say, I was misgayer, because he could have just said, I'm Jewish. Because if we never assume that he was a guy, so just say, I'm Jewish and save yourself problems. So by saying that I was misgayer, we believe because he's a migo, he could have just said, I was Jewish all along. Pesha asu apesha hitir. The peh that said he was a guy is the same peh saying that now he's a Jew. Believe him that he's a guy, believe him that he's a Jew. Rak she'arambam mechalek debuchutz loretz einoy ne'amon. The Rambam says only in Eretz Yisrael the Jews had a cheskas Jew. In Chutz La'aretz he has to bring a raya. So this guy wants to say, hey, I was converted by this Reform rabbi, so I'm really Jewish. He did my bris milah, not my bris milah 8 days, my bris milah for gerus. So in the Shulchan Aruch it's okay, we believe him. To say that this guy, I believe him to say that I had a kosher geirus, which is what he's trying to say, because we believe him to say that I'm a Jew. So once we say I'm a Jew, me that we believe him to say I'm a Jew, we could just as well say that. Better say that. Since I'm a geir, we believe him. But the Rambam says that's in Eretz Yisrael, where people have a cheskas Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz. Bilo hei da'olav eid echot kosher vadeh hei ne'eman. Filo rami tzor kanedus gemur rak mishum malos abiyuchzen ukein. Erecha Neman Hoyel Shum Nusa David Luguye. Mishkos of Rashi B'Yavomis Ein Zayin Gabi Yisrael Yisraeli. So even the Rambam would hold that one aid is enough. You don't need Eidus Gemura. And this is in Milsa Vida David Luguye. So Milsa Vida Luguye, we hold that one aid is enough. And then we can find out. Raya from brings from Yavamis. It says there Yisrael Seili was made on David, that he's right love of a call. Amoni v'lo amoni, Moavis v'lo Moavim Moavis. They said, how could he be believed? You're not believed if you made after the Maisa in Shomin law. In the end, the Gemara says no. Shmuel Beis Din Okayim Rashi is a Milsavi L'Gluya. He's saying this in the name of the Beis Din of Shmuel Aramasi, and the Shmuel Beis Din still around. So Meis, it's a Milsavid Leglui, it's not going to be Meshaka. So one aid is believed in something that's been Lasil, it's going to be Mizgala, and we don't assume that he's telling a lie. Benayde Yehuda, so here also one aid would be enough, but he doesn't have an aid, this guy. Benayde Yehuda, Beben Ezer, Sim Chof Zayin, Hikshem Izal Rambam. Beben Ezer, the Onode Yehuda, asks from this on the Rambam, Be'arosh, Shekosu, Benachu, Shabab Omer, Izgarat, Bebezdino, Shaplon, Olome, Minanle. Amar Bebezdino Shaploni, Avelemelsa David Aleluia. So, if these Rishonim are right, that a Goy says, I was Misgayer Beis and Ploni, we don't believe him. Later on, he's going to bring the Lashon of the Rosh. But I understand. This guy said, Bepeis Dino Shel Ploni. It's a Milsa Davida Ligluye. You can find out. So the Noda Behuda writes, L'choy Rosesel Zeh Lahayde Le'el Dem Emur Li Yisrael Atzma Bitan Milsa Davida Ligluye. They believe Yisrael Israeli to say that David HaMelech was misguided because in Beis and Shmuel HaRamasi they said a Moavi v'lo Moavis, Amoni v'lo Moamonis. So yes, David was a yes, David is a Moavi, but his who is misguided? Rus, and Rus is a Moavi, so Rus can be misguided. So David is kosher. And there's a Milsa David Lugui. You can check it out. So if you can check it out, the person's believed. So why wouldn't we believe a person who says? Has to know the Yehuda on the Rosh and the Rambam. Why don't we believe a person who says that I was Miskayer Bebeis and Ploni? It's a Milsa David Aleluya. And the answer is the Gabi Yischa Belav Ochi Yisrael Halcha Lachazur Ofefes Biyadam. V'lo Havi Yischa Zik Yisur Avon. Mishin Muchzak Lenochi V'omen Nizgayarti V'vla Yischa Zik Yisur Asha Yenochi Mishum Hochi Einu Ne'eman. And as the Gabi Yisra, anyway, this Halacha was Ofefes Biyadam. They weren't so sure what the Halacha was. There was no Cheska Sisi, but somebody who's Muchzak is a Nochri. And he says that he was Mizgayer. So that's a case of his Chazik Yisura, that he was a guy. And because of this, he is not believed. Tama Ma'alasai. So again, there it is, that by Yisra, it was easy to be Samir, because they weren't so sure of the Allah. Anyway, there's no Chazik Yisra. Here's a Chazik Yisra. So saying that I was Mizgayer, but Bezim Ploni doesn't help us. Because he's a Chazik Yisra Nachri. B'tama ma'alasa. Lamalei lomer b'yisra d'loz chazik yisura. Lema afilu b'schazik yisura nami m'yisra yisraeli. Deid kosher v'nema. Afilu b'schazik yisura nema. Moshe kosher v'blezer m'imitz. Ad kan divrei ma'alasa. So you asked this very fine scholar and rabbi, Rabbi Reinitz, Rabbi Abraham Jacob Reinitz from the of Basin of Balkan. Of the Balkan Islands or something? Again, this is back in the... doesn't have a date. I always prefer when letters have a date. I like to date it, but this is somewhere in the 1800s. So he says to him, it's Rabbi Reinitz, says to Rabbi Teitelbaum, that why do we say that by Yisra said there's no Cheska Sisser? Why don't we say even if there was a Cheska Sisser, Yisra Yisra is also believed? Because in Eid Echad, Kosher V'Ne'eman, even Melech Chazik Yisura, like Elazar Emitz writes. So that's his Kasha. That's the Noda Behuda says that the reason Yisra was believed is because this halacha was rofefes biyadam and there was no cheska sisser. And Rav Reinitz asks, even if there was a cheska sisser, Eidachad is neman afilu b'schazik yisura, like Rav Lazar Mimitz writes. Ad kan divrei ma'alasoi. So that was the lashon hasheela of this great rabbi and head of the rabbinical court in his area. Answers the Heilige Yitav Lev, Rabbi Yikusil Yehuda Teitelbaum. The Avnei Tzedek. V'loi dok b'zeh b'talti. You weren't precise in two matters. First of all, you wanted to bring me Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, who says that an Adam Kosher is believed, even Neged Cheska Sisser. Even as a Cheska Sisser, you believe in Adam Kosher v'Neman. Excuse me. He's a Das Yachid, and a lot of posts can argue with him, and hold that even Adam Kosher v'Neman, Nami Ein or Neman b'Schazik, even if he's an Adam Kosher, he's an Adam Ne'eman. He's not believed. In Tur Shulchan Aruch, Yomadeus and Kuf Chav Zayin, Prima Gadim, Psichaloch Hashchita Sherish HaChamishi, Ve'ein Kana Makom LaHarich Vayid Vayid. A lot of poskim hold that even an Adam Kosher isn't believed against an Eschazik. And it's totally in the Gilsis HaGemorah Bereish Gittin. Gemara says, Emer Dar Minin Edech HaNeh Mevisiron Kon Chaticha HaSafik Shal Chelev Safik Shal Shuman Dlo Eschazik Yisura. Aval Hacha De Eschazik Yisura De Eish Es Eish Havei Dover Shebeher Vavein Dover Shebeher Vapachos Mishnayim. So if this man the Gora asks, there are those who have the Gilsis Eschazik Yisura Ve Havei Dover Shebeher Vah. It says Ve. One is a Cheska Sisser and he's not believed. Two, when do we say Rechanem and Bisurim? Where there's no Cheska Sisser. And two, it's a Davar Shebe'er. So you see that if you have a Vav there, Cheska Sisser is enough not to believe. And Erecha Bisurim. If you don't hold this above, then you need both. It's Chazik Yisur Havidav Shever. But if you hold that there's above there, then it's Chazik Yisur is enough. It doesn't need together with Erecha Shever. And one Eid is not believed just by Chazik Yisur. V'ayen be'yivamis. Reish perik o isha rabu chidusha rash v'kidush v'sugi Erecha Nehem Bisurim. V'ray b'yoredeh ha'kaim alan lachad v'z Chazik Yisur Erecha lo mehim alahati v'arak 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 In Yeridah 127:3 in the Ramah, we pass in the halacha that if there's a cheskas isser, an erecha is not believed to be matir, only if it's biyada, only if it's in his hands, to change it, he's believed. But if it's not in his hands, then he's not believed. So you see that erecha doesn't believe generally neged cheskas isser. Again, we pass in unless it's shebi yada or shebi yada. And that's what compelled the Heiligel Noide Bi Yehuda to say that by Yisra Yisraeli, there was no Cheska Sisser. Visu, if there were, then he wouldn't have been believed. Visu, if there was, better English. Harei anoy de b'Yehude, makshel ha-Rambam, makor dvar rabbi perek yud gimel mechot, esurei b'ya, halachatet shekatav b'zeh ha-lashon, giyoret, she-ri'inuha, noheget b'dat Yisrael, tamid, שתתבול לנידתה ותפריש תרומתה וכן גר שנוהג בתנחי ישראל שתהיה בלקי יבוא עושה כל המצווס ראי לך זה גרי צדק so the Rambam writes that if you have a girl that we see she's acting like a good Jewish girl a good Jewish woman she goes to mikvah she's mafish truma or a gear that goes to mikvah when he's a bal keri and he does all the mitzvahs so these people are b'cheskes gerei tzedek ואבי שאין שם עדים שאין בני שמי שנזגיירו And who there are no Edim that are made in front of who they were misguided by Afal Pichain, if they come to marry in, Ein Mesino Isim Achi Aviu Edim Wachi Yitbulu Befanenu. However, Huch Zukuka Akum. So they're Becheskas Egeret Sedek. Even though there are no Edim who are made in front of who they were misguided, nevertheless, if they want to marry in, if they want to marry in, we don't let them marry in until Edim come and say that they had a proper Gerus. Or they're Tovah B'Faneinu, since they were Huchzuku Akum. In other words, we can assume they're Jews until they want to get married. Want to get married, then they have to either be Tovah or they have to bring Edim there to proper Gerus. Now that they know to be the rights. So that's the Rambam. Now the rights, Rambam Ve'arosh. The Rambam and the Rosh say, Shafilu Arman is Gayarti B'Beisin Shal Ploni, that if a person says, I converted in the Beisin of Ploni, we don't, because then it's a Milsa David Aguye, because then you can just ask the guy, ask that based him. Lo mehem ninle, we don't believe him. Zeo shalo b'diktok, it's not precise. Rak ha-rosh katavkach, only the Rosh writes like that. V'hechad asin achu v'ermen is gaitu v'bezen shal ploni, lo mehem ninle. So the Rosh says that if a person comes, a guy comes and says that he was misguided in the Bezdin of ploni, we do not believe him. ברכתו של הרשי מאוד, תנו רבנו, מי שבא ואומר גר אני, יכול נקבלנו, תמוד לא אמר איתך במוחסק לך, בוא ועד אבימו מניין, תמוד לא אמר וכי יגו, בוא ועד אבימו כל למה לי, אמר רב שש, אז דם מי שמענו שנסגר בבייזן של פלייני. עד כאן, in other words, the Gemara says that if he comes alone, and he says, I was misguided, I might think you should accept him, you don't, he has to be מוחסק, איתך מוחסק, he has aided him, then you can believe him. Ask the Gemara, and you have a pasuk for that. Ask the Gemara, what do you need a pasuk for? So Shesha says, even if we heard he was misgayer, bebeis and shalploni. So the Rosh learns from there. If the guy says, I was misgayer, bebeis and shalploni, it doesn't work. Meaning, if he comes ve'ed of imai, and the edim say shemanu shin is gayel bebeis and shalploni, then we can believe him. But if he doesn't have edim imoi, in hu atzmo aman is gayalti bebeis and shalploni, he's not neman. So you need the pasuk edim imo. Obviously, it's pashut damer shemanu shin is gayel bebeis and shalploni. But we heard he was misgayer bebeis and shalploni. In such a case, the chiddush is that you believe these edim, but that's only if he has edim. If he doesn't have edim, you don't believe him. So that's why the Rosh holds that if he doesn't have edim, saying Beis and Shalploni, we don't trust him. So the Noda Vida quoted the Rosh as saying that, but also the Rambam. So the Rosh really says this. But the Rambam doesn't write a Lashon of Beis and Shalploni. So what the Noda Vida means is that Avada, the Rambam holds that Avada, the Rambam holds like the Rosh. The Rambam says, "Nizgayalti bebeis dino shalploni, eino neman." Why? Because the Rambam says, "Ein mesino simanchi aviu edim machitlu b'faneinu." We don't let them get married until they bring edim or their table in front of us. So it's much without edim. He's not neman to lasil Yisrael. It's a filo am nizgayalti bebeis dino shalploni. Without edim, we can't marry him to a Jewish woman, even if he says, "Hey, I was misgayer bebeis and shalploni." We need edim. Is that baris? In other words, the Rambam doesn't say it explicitly, but the Noda Vida extracts it from the Rambam. If so, we see in the Rambam that a ger and a geros that are acting now b'das Yisrael and they're doing all the mitzvahs, they're b'chetzkes gerei tzedek. And if you think that Yisro is naman, if it was ischazek mishum avida legluye, so let the ger and geros also be naman. For the same reason, even though they're muchzak l'nachrim, because now they're bechlal adam kasher. So why can't they marry in? Just like Yisrael was believed by David, because of Avida L'Gluye. So let the ger and gioras also be believed because of Milsa Avida L'Gluye, to say that they're Jewish, to say it was misgayer and beis and ploni, because now they're bechlal adam kasher. So it must be even if a person was mischazik as a guy. So even Avid L'Gluye lo mehemen. And Yisro was different because there was no Cheskes Yisro. And that's Pshat Nenoy Debi Yehuda, V'divrei Nenoy Debi Yatsukenim. In other words, why does the Nenoy Debi Yehuda have to come out to the fact that Yisro, in the case of Yisro, David didn't have a Cheskes Yisro, because Allah has a Rufafis B'Yadam, whether Amoavis can convert, Amoavis can't convert. So since it was Allah Rufafis, they accepted what Yisro said, because it's not considered a Cheskes Yisro. But if there had been a Cheskes Yisro, then we wouldn't have accepted what Yisro says, and that's also why we don't accept what the Ger and the Geoyres. That these people who are Muchzak as Jews, now they want to marry, and we don't accept what they say, because there's a Cheskes Yisro against them. So they have to bring Edim, or they have to convert again in front of us. So we have Shitas HaRosh, which is Mufurish, and the Rambam, which was Mechlole Yitmar, which was deduced, that we do not believe a person to say that they were Misgayer, Bebeis, and Shalploni. A person has a Cheskes Yisro against themselves, and they want to be considered full Jews, they want to marry in. They must bring proof of their gerus. Otherwise, we can't believe them in order to marry in. A person's misnag b'das Yisrael, it's gevaldik. If you want to marry in, you have to bring proof of your conversion to edim or the like. And now the Nodabi Hud is Gavaldi, because again, the Nodabi, the quote of this Shita that saying I was Misgarbi Bezin Shaplon, even though it's a Nos David Lagluya, is no good. He said it's both according to the Rosh and the Rambam. We see it's explicit in the Rosh, but it's deduced from the Rambam. But Lamaisa, that's what they both hold. And therefore, Yisra, you need to come on. That's another discourse for Yisra. You need to come on to the fact when he says that I was Makabo from Shmuel Aramasi, Moavi, Velor Moavis, and that David is a valid Jew. So, because Rus's conversion was a good conversion. So that's only because Halacha Zurafef is Biyadam, like another Jew. This is no Cheskasisr. But if there's a Cheskasisr, then the Halacha is that the 1 8 is not enough, and you need the 2 8. Okay, Givaldik. No, so good, let's go weiter. Ulechayre, habe kushe li agufa din dem yubur begamar v'ram shulchanoch dem musik nochri bo inon shnei edim aval eid echad eino moil. I have a shayla, I have a kasha, and this din that's cited in the Rambam and the shulchanoch and the gemar and the ram shulchanoch, that a person's musik is a goy, we require 2 edim. 1 aid does not suffice. Eid of Lashon Rabim. So we see in the Nodi Behuda, why 1 aid should be enough? Because the Ran writes, "Chavzayin Amar Aleph Midapi Arif Dibur Maaskel Berabasi," and the Pnei Yeshua Kedushin Perak Oimer of Samach Gimel Amid Beis. "V'kidashti Esbiti V'neman Loimer Ani Kadashtia." Avshin Agadara person says, "I was Mekadesh my daughter." "V'ani Odei L'mikidashtia." I don't know who I was Mekadesh to, says the Mishnah. And then a certain guy comes around, he says, "I'm the lucky guy." He's believed. Ravasi says he's believed, he can even marry her. He's believed to say, "I'm the guy," and he can go ahead and marry her. Not only do we say divorce her, we say that, not only L'chumra, we say divorce her, we can go ahead and marry her. We assume that he was the Makadish. Even though it's Neged HaRoiv. This guy is flying against the Rov. Because the Rov people weren't Makadish, this girl. You know why we believe him? Because even without Edim, it's a Suffolk. And he's Mevarer HaMiut Me'aroiv. In other words, we don't know in the first place. And he's Mevarer, which is who's the guy? Who's the lucky guy? That by Yischazik Yisura, an Eid Echad is not Ne'aman to be Matir. That's where without Divrei Eid, there's a Chazaka Gemura that there's no Reisa. Hashenkin Echad Shagam B'gam below Divrei Eid, Eid Yisra Chazaka, Eid Sofik L'faneinu, as Ne'aman Eid Echad L'vari Rasofik. So here also, that we say, if there's a cheskasisr, we pass in ein eid echad neman lahatir. That's only without the aid. There's an absolute chazaka. There's no reisa. But even without divrei aid, there's a reisa in the chazaka. And there's a suffik. So the eid echad should be neman the virus is suffik. Chin kasev apnei Yoshua reish perakam dechulin tuei ma'atam simchin al narim shalchim l'shchayt v'ayim u'shinishchot kahigen v'af this chazik isuhe kevin the blood v'ayim isra chazake. So if you have these na'arim, these young people who shecht, and we don't know if they shecht properly or not, we believe them. Why? Because we see this animal shecht in front of us. So even though the animal is chetzkesiser, we have a race in front of us that the animal is an aser. Maybe the animal was shechted properly. There's a suffik in mishchat kohigen, so they're believed. So eidachet is believed. When you have a chetzkesiser, mamish gamur, then Eid Echad isn't believed. When you have an Isser, which it doesn't have a there's a race on the Cheskes Isser, like here where the animal was geshochten, so then you believe in Eid Echad. V'tvorav halalu ne'almu me'apri megodim. V'lefiza sara maher, I love that expression, sara maher kushias apri megodim b'yoradeh simen aleph. V'psicha lehilchas shchita sharishem, mishpatei zov sivkot na'alef. Lama b'cheresh shoyte v'koton, sheshochtu. Ve'echad roya sagi, ve'boishnayim, ve'eschazik isura. Why ve'echayr shayte b'kadim that shechted? And one guy looked, it's enough. Why don't we require two? I, the Zecheska sister, that's the kasha of the Prima Godin. Ulo divrei apnei Yoshua. Nicha. But according to the aforementioned Pnei Yoshua, we understand very well. The gam beloy divrei ha'echod ha'roye vo'imo sheshachto ikohogin Yisrael chazoki. ואף תחיר שאתה בקודם רואים מעשי עמקו כל המכת יעידי אחד נאמן נגד הרוי ולבר שזה מהמיעוט ששחתו כהוגן וזה בורו ורין כל צבוע פויסקין. So the answer to the Prima Godim's cash is Zeir Poshut. That even without the guy who sees them there's a reis in the chazaka maybe the chair shot to become it properly even though they normally don't do it well but an eid echad is nema neged haroiv to mivar it's a rope pan pan they didn't do it properly but if you have an eid echad anyway, you have a reis in the chazaka they shechted the animal yams gishechted and b you have an eid echad saying that it was done properly so you can believe the eid echad that's what Pnei Yoshua so what's the Prima Godim's cash is not a cash it's sara mahir akushia because it's a play on words from the chedegel sara mahir manadera sara mahir akushia. The kasha is fine for the kasha because very gavaldically, because an eid echad is neman to be mevarer. If you have a race on the chazaka, an eid echad is neman mevarer. So if somebody is muhsuk, that he's a guy, and he comes and says, I was misguided or be based in. Even if he doesn't say Bezin Shaploni and it's not a Vida Liguya, you can't be Megalit in the truth. And you don't know which Bezin, there's a trillion Bezins in the world. So let him be believed. Because he's Mahul. Goyim generally don't have Bris Milas. And there's a Suffolk if he was born Nahul, Mahul, or maybe he was circumcised as a Goy, maybe he was circumcised to convert. But we have a Reyes son, it's Cheskas Nachri, because Roiv Nachman are not Nimal. So Yuman Eid Echad, let one Eid go to Uman, Yuman Eid Echad, let one Eid be believed, Bidvorov, excuse the shtickle eight sentence, let one Eid be believed in what he says, that he was misguided within Tyrus. In other words, the Kasha of the Heilige Yitav Lev of the Avnei Tzedek is, why do we not believe one person to say that he was misguided? There's a Reyesa in his Cheskas Nachri. And like the Rambam says, as long as he was Misnaike Yehudi, so we assume he's a Jew. Just to marry him, we don't believe him. Why not? We have one kosher person, i.e. himself, telling us that he was Misgai or Kedin. So let's believe him. Let him get married. Shafti v'ra'isi de lo kasha midi. But then I realize it's not a kasha. Why? Because we paskin in Leish Shabbos Chesiv Beis that a person is not a ger and does makabel ol mitzvahs and he does bris milah and he does tevila. Eino ger chikabel of ol mitzvahs v'yamu v'yitbo. So it's true that linyan milah we have a safek. There's a reis on that because he's a bris milah. But who says he's makabel upon himself mitzvahs and he went to mikvah? There he still has his first chazaka that he wasn't makabel on mitzvahs and he wasn't tevil, and therefore we need shnei ksheir edim ksheirim kuchol edus ve'erechad loy mehimen. And therefore you need two edim ksheirim. And his testimony is not enough. Okay, that's stage one. Stage one of our journey. And the Mirtz Hashem, Mirtz Hashem Darkenu, we will hopefully be zochah to continue in the next shir, following next segment of this shiur, and we will hopefully see the conclusion to this fascinating shaila. And we should be zocha l'omodu l'lamed l'shmar v'la'atz l'kayim is called divrei salmat torah sabi'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, svi'isra.